Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, our temperature's up to 71 degrees now.
We're expecting a high of 78, but a chance of showers and thunderstorms later on today as well.
A Milwaukee man who was charged last year for dealing drugs in Sheboygan County, now accused of taking three women to North Dakota against their will to serve as prostitutes for men working in the Bakken oil fields. 31-year-old Lavelle Durr was charged late last week in federal court with transporting individuals for illegal sex. According to an FBI affidavit, their investigation began in April when Sheboygan police informed them that Durr had taken three girls, two who used to live in Sheboygan County, to the fracking area for prostitution. The affidavit adds, Durr used drugs and physical abuse to keep them in line, even forcing one female to spend several days in a dog kennel for breaking his rules. Durr will have his next court hearing on Thursday in federal court. He was charged last October for allegedly dealing marijuana, cocaine, and heroin in Sheboygan and Manitowoc counties, but those charges were dismissed earlier this year.
A Waldo man who lost his wife and family for repeatedly sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl is now going to prison. 36-year-old John Termat was sentenced recently in Sheboygan County Court to 2 years in prison to be followed by 5 years on extended supervision. The case first came to light when the victim, then 15, reported a sexual assault. It was investigated in Sheboygan County by Sheboygan County authorities, but never went anywhere. Then last May, the victim, now 21, provided authorities with a written statement detailing the nearly daily sexual contact and molestation she suffered at the hands of Termat during the summer of 2004. Termat was questioned by detectives last December when he denied most of the allegations, even though he had sent cards and letters of apology to his wife and the victim. His wife left him in 2010 and divorced him in 2012. Now he will spend 2 years in the state prison.
Well, prosecutors said a suburban Milwaukee man actually voted five times in the recall election against Governor Scott Walker in 2012. 50-year-old Robert Monroe of Shorewood has been charged with 13 felony counts of election fraud. He's free at least until his initial court appearance on July 17th in Milwaukee. Prosecutors said Monroe used addresses in Shorewood, Milwaukee, and Indiana to vote multiple times in four elections in the 2012 presidential contest. Authorities said Monroe voted absentee in Shorewood November 1st, then showed a driver's license to vote in Lebanon, Indiana on November 6th. Election Day.
Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator says it should be up to the states to decide social issues like same-sex marriage. Ron Johnson went on the CNBC Squawk Box show yesterday to continue pushing his focus on economic issues. When the subject was changed to social matters, Johnson says he's a traditional man who personally believes in one-man, one-woman marriages. Still, Johnson said he would support whatever the people want on matters like gay marriage and abortion.
It's being called a minimum figure, but at least 1,075 people killed in Iraq this month, mostly civilians, with Sunni Muslim extremists taking more territory. With the latest on the situation in Iraq, here's Emily Wither.
Iraqi forces are battling to retake land from Sunni militants, claiming they've recaptured two border crossings into Syria. Meanwhile, Secretary Kerry continued with his shuttle diplomacy, visiting Iraq's Kurdish region, where he continues to promote unity among the country's divided factions.
The government formation challenge is the central challenge that we face.
The country's top Kurdish leader warning Kerry that the Sunni insurgency is creating a new reality and a new Iraq. The Kurds have also seized disputed territory in the fighting. Emily with the Fox News Radio.
Sheboygan police are still looking for the owner of a dog that bit a woman on the city's north side on Sunday night. Police said it was a small black and tan chihuahua that bit a pregnant woman in the area of North 6th and Lincoln Avenue. The dog was then picked up by two girls believed to be between 8 and 11 years old. Therefore, police believe the dog lives in that area, and they are trying to locate the owner. Anyone with any information should contact police at 459-3333.
Well, there could be some movement in the effort to get minority owners for the Milwaukee Bucks, and a big name that most of us will recognize could be in the mix. We get that story from Eric Griller.
After Rodgers throws the right side, Nelson leaping left end zone, touchdown!
Yes, it could be Aaron Rodgers to the rescue when it comes to bridging the $150-plus million gap in the effort to build a new arena in Milwaukee. Bucks co-owner Mark Lazary joined Sports Central Monday night. He says talks with the MVP quarterback have already happened.
Yeah, I think we'll keep talking to Aaron. I mean, Aaron, we had the privilege of meeting with him. Was extremely impressed, great guy. Yeah, it was a great dinner. I mean, it was a lot of fun for me.
Lasry says additional investors will be announced on July 15th. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Oneida Indian Barbara Munson, chair of the Indian Mascot and Logo Task Force for Wisconsin Indian Education, delighted with the patent office's ruling last week to cancel the Washington Redskins team trademark. She says that'll keep discussions going here in Wisconsin.
It's great. The timing is good. There's a national dialogue right now about the use of race-based stereotypes by professional teams, and its timing is excellent.
In Wisconsin, right now, 31 school districts continue to use race-based monikers. That's according to the Wisconsin Indian Education Association. Some 35 school districts have thrown out and changed their nicknames and logos. That forecast, Rusty?
Well, we do have some rain south of Sheboygan, south of Highway 23 at the moment, so scattered showers and thunderstorms possible throughout the rest of your Tuesday, high of 78. Those showers should end by evening. We drop down to a low near 60. Tomorrow, we should be dry, but only a high of 70.
All right, right now we're at 71 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.